So you get a lot of people out there right now, as you know, struggling. And a lot of that has to do with people losing their jobs during this pandemic. And then the big question comes as to, what am I going to do next? How do I reinvent myself? I want to bring on Maria Retan, former Minneapolis St. Paul TV news director. She created a business called Jump Team. Jump Team helps career journalists try something new. Maria, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So give some advice out there. I mean, I know you're helping career journalists try something new, but you can also help really anybody with your advice who may have lost their job in this pandemic and has to reinvent themselves and try to find a new career. What advice can you give them?
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of them out there. There's nearly 11 million people out there unemployed right now thanks to this pandemic. Nearly 4 million of them say that they can't even start looking for a job because of the pandemic. So unfortunately, a lot of people are in that predicament, especially if you're in the, you know, the travel industry, the retail industry, the hospitality industry. What I tell people is the good news is you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there looking to reinvent themselves, looking to get into a different career because maybe your career stalled out. Maybe it's shut down. Maybe it's not thriving right now. That means that there's not going to be a black mark on your resume right now because employers are going to give you a pass. They know this pandemic has caused a lot of people to be out of work, not their fault. It may be the reason that you're looking to switch careers. Again, not your fault. So it's a wonderful opportunity, actually, to decide to do something different. I tell people, think about what you love to do. What do you really enjoy? What are your passions? Maybe what have you done for a hobby? And is that something that maybe you could do as a full-time job? What are you good at? Spend a little bit of time thinking about that and then try to figure out what jobs align with those hobbies, those passions, those talents that you have. And when I say that, I also say, think about the soft skills and the hard skills. So when we talk about soft skills, we're talking about communication, how you get along with people, managing up, managing down, maybe managing sideways. Hard skills might be, you know, if you're in TV, for example, in TV news, it might be you shoot video, you're an editor, you know, maybe you run the assignment desk. Outside of news, you know, maybe you're good with computers, maybe you know, you're good with other types of software platforms. What are those soft skills and hard skills? Not only what was formal about your job, but maybe some of the informal things that you took on. For example, maybe you were the one to organize your holiday parties. Maybe you were the one to organize, you know, the birthday celebrations at your office.
Right.
Those things count, right? So think about all of that. That's the first step I give, first piece of advice that I usually give people.
A lot of people get nervous. A lot of people very nervous about a career jump. And I think that's to be expected. How does somebody get over that nervousness? I mean, do they need to just look at it differently instead of looking at it like, oh my God, I lost my job. What am I going to do? Do they need to look at it from a perspective of, no matter what their age is, hey, I've got a great opportunity to reinvent myself and just sort of embrace that?
Absolutely. I mean, how many times do we get an opportunity to actually take a break from our jobs and think about what we really want to do? Hardly ever. You know, typically we're moving from one job to the next job to the next job. Or if you're one of the lucky ones, maybe you've been in a job for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. This is really an opportunity to think about what it is that I want to do. And then as you consider that, I also invite you to go out and take a look at those jobs that are posted on job boards, like Monster and Indeed and Career Builder. Look at the jobs and the responsibilities of those jobs and think, do I have the skills for those jobs? Now, if you don't sweat it, not right now. There's ways you can get that experience. You can actually go get the skills while you're waiting out and doing your job search. You might want to take an online course or get some tutoring from a friend who maybe does that job or has some knowledge, or maybe even volunteer, which you can do online, by the way, with an organization where you get exposure and experience doing those things that you might ultimately get hired to do. So I say this is a really brilliant time to seize the day. Turn your mindset around. Look at it as an opportunity. I did that 15 years ago. I got out of news, wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I took a year to figure it out. I made the switch, and I've never looked back. Couldn't have been happier. But I had to make the choice to sit down and really think about it. So, yeah, you got to switch your mindset. Absolutely.
Talking to Maria Retan right now, former Minneapolis St. Paul TV news director, created a business called Jump Team, helps career journalists try something new. Maria, when it comes to people who've been in the workforce for decades, I mean, usually somebody in their late 40s, 50s, especially 60s, they're very, very nervous about that next step, because I think the mentality is, you know, who wants to hire somebody who's at the end of their career rather than in the middle or the beginning? But people like that, usually over the years, have built up some great contacts. And you know as well as I do, it's not so much what you know, but who you know. Shouldn't those people really tap in to the relationships, business relationships they've made over the decades to try to get to that next job?
Oh my gosh, networking is the number one way you're going to get that next job. Absolutely. First, let me just set your fears to rest. The fact is, if you've been in the workplace and you're now 40, 50, 60 years old, you have a wealth of experience that people would love to hire you for. So just know that you're very valuable and very valued. But the thing that's always going to be the matter of fact is you're always going to get your next job by someone you know or through someone they know. Networking is the key. Number one, it's an entry with a warm introduction. You're going to learn about jobs before they ever post. And you're going to get passed along as someone that's validated and vetted and comes with credentials. You get someone's double thumbs up as your resume goes up the chain of command. It's huge. So what I'd say to people is, number one, if you've not established a LinkedIn profile, do it. If you're not active on LinkedIn, get active. Start connecting with people on LinkedIn. This can be family, friends, former coworkers, people that you might go to church with, or maybe you're in your kids' athletic sources. Connect with them. Ask them for referrals. Let them know you're looking. Let them know what you might be looking for if you happen to know your next move or the next company even that you want to work at. Look for people who work there. Send them an email. Send them a LinkedIn invite. Say, listen, I'm actively looking. Here's what I'm looking for. Do you have 15 minutes? I'd love to know more about the person you know there. Or can you tell me what the situation is on the inside? Do you know of jobs that might be coming up? And then when you've got them on the phone, or maybe you're doing a Zoom call, ask them for 3 to 5 other referrals. Who else do you know that I could talk to? And you're going to do this every single day, relentlessly. You're going to schedule it just like you would have gone to your job. You're going to treat your job search the exact same way. And those connections are gold. They will eventually lead you to your next job. I'm 99.9% sure of it.
Maria, love the advice. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me on, and good luck to everybody out there right now looking for a job.
Thank you. That's Maria Retan, former Minneapolis St. Paul TV news director. You can check out that new business she created. It's called Jump Team, and it might help you find a new career, something that you will cherish and love.